August is the gateway to a new school year, and joining me in the studio now is Andy Grizz-Koyak, our superintendent at Siuslaw Schools. And how's your summer been so far?
Summer's been good.
Yeah,
got some time off. We got a lot of things done around the school district. Things are looking good.
So now we got the new school year up ahead. What are some of the things that are going on? Maybe some changes, some new stuff? Let's start with staffing. Has you got any new folks coming in?
Yeah, we've got new staff, certified and classified across the board. We've had some retirements, some shifts and changes. Coming across the board, again, these will all come out upcoming board reports, but new 8th grade language arts, Annie Kidwell, a returning student. Patrick Peters will be coming in to fill our elementary counselor role. Jason Medding, 7th grade science. Gracie Aguirre, middle school counselor. Amanda Richards, 5th grade homeroom teacher. Ashley Juniper, elementary counselor. Jadzia Berry, 1st grade homeroom. And Bill Shaw, middle school and high school computer tech and business ed.
Now, you mentioned that Annie Kidwell is a returning student. She graduated from?
She graduated, yes.
Is she the only one in this list that was is coming
yes.
back?
Yes, yeah. Okay. My Pam Hickson, our HR person, quizzed me, asked me if I remembered, and I said, yes, I do. And I even got her brother and sister, named them all.
Wow, that's pretty cool. It's great when someone comes back.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's
no,
pretty
it's
awesome.
Good. Yeah.
All right,
no,
so
it'll
that's
be fun.
That's teacher
yeah.
and certificated teachers there. What about the next level?
So our classified and paraprofessional staff.
Now, what does that mean, paraprofessional staff?
This is our group that has some college experience. They're not necessarily licensed, and they're working under the direction of a teacher, or they might be working independently with students in small groups.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so... Karina Carr will be coming to the high school to work life skills and youth transition. Edna Howard is going to be a classroom aide at the middle school. Vanessa Flossie is coming up from the elementary school to be the library media aide at the high school. Sarah Eberhardt is going to take over as kitchen lead in food services. Cassie Harrison is going to go to the credit recovery lab at the high school. Beth Latta came on at the end of the year for a first grade aide at the elementary. Eric Baselk, second grade classroom aide. Julie Berry, elementary kindergarten aide. Josh Payne, high school life skills aide. Jamie Kitchen, our new health and counseling aide at the high school. And Joey Carsos coming on transportation as a substitute bus driver.
Oh, cool.
And we also picked up a couple of coaching hires to round things out. Destiny Johnson will be the assistant cheerleading coach. And John Rogerson will be the girls' assistant soccer coach.
Now, without saying too much, you're going to be searching for a new baseball coach coming
yes.
up.
Yes, yeah.
And that'll be, what, later on this summer?
Yeah, we'll advertise out here when the principal and athletic director are back in August, and we'll start the search then.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. What's next? What else you got?
Well, again, we've got projects around... take a drive down Oak Street. You can see a new roof going on the middle school. It looks pretty sharp. That'll be finished up in the next couple of weeks. We're doing all the prep work for elementary playgrounds. High school office, we've already moved in, and the construction teams are finishing up the control gates, fences, and the covered walkways back and forth between the buildings.
Now, honestly, it was a little later... move in than you expected.
Oh yes,
right?
Yeah,
like a year.
Yeah, again, there was so much interior work that needed to be done, and then not having the control gates in, we just mm-hmm. kept everybody inside for the year, and then did a controlled move in out in June. Trying to run two spaces during the year would have been crazy.
So now that you've started the move in there, does that mean deconstruction and reconstruction of the internal area, the old office, will happen?
Yes, it will, because our counselors will basically come downstairs and take over the old office. That'll be a little more accessible for all the students and staff downstairs.
Mm-hmm. And then upstairs will become?
Upstairs will become office, and we may take down that wall in between that space and the next classroom to open that up.
All right. Anything new as far as rules and regulations that the kids and folks should know about, or is it pretty
It's pretty much the same as we ended on last year. Again, the big thing in terms of health and safety is if you're not feeling well, if you're actively ill, stay home.
Which is funny because we've always preached that.
Yes.
But when COVID happened, it became a little bit more, you know, important.
Yes, it became more important. But again, COVID's not specifically named out in any of the guidance now. It's
cold, flu.
Cold, flu.
Yeah, whatever.
Anything, gastroenteritis, you name it. If you haven't been well, stay home. You know, symptoms are supposed to resolve for at least 24 hours. You know, unexplained vomiting, you know, again, shouldn't be back in school for at least 2 days because that's how we get norovirus. Those spread quick. We've seen that happen before. Somebody comes back a little soon because they thought they felt well. Then all of a sudden they turn green and we got to run in the hallways.
Yeah, I got to worry. Got a concern there. So that's I guess that's an important part of you know, the education of people, letting them know, because you know a lot of us, even as a young kid, I was the same way. I wanted to work through my sickness.
Right.
You know, I wanted to get, you know, I was too tough to be put down by a cold or flu. But really, you're affecting so many other people.
The part that people kind of forget, I think, at times is that you're working around other people's children, and you're not always aware of what other, you know, sensitivities they may have. And so, yeah, most people can get through a cold or a flu, but sending somebody in, sending a, you know, an adult or a child back in, and then taking the chance of then infecting them and not knowing how they would react. It's take the extra day, stay home, come back when you're well. Don't put anybody else at unnecessary risk.
Right. Or, hey, I've got a peanut butter cookie here.
Well, again,
that's a little different.
But again, people that are allergic know to stay away from things.
They're sensitive. They know. They
right.
Know
and that's usually, I mean, I remember when I first started teaching, there was, you know, here's the no peanut table. And it's like, those kids know to stay away from those things. Adults know to stay away from those. I can't eat pineapple. I see it or think there's something in it. I just stay away from it.
Right.
And kids do the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. They figure it out. They don't want to be sick.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else new coming up? I mean, obviously you're going to get settled into the new office and that on any level, elementary, middle, or high school.
We'll have on-site registration for new students August 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 9 to 3 in all buildings. Returning students can obviously do their renewal online. But if middle school and high school students haven't picked a schedule, if they didn't do pre-enrollment registration class scheduling last spring, they need to go in and see one of the counselors and get that done.
How are the numbers as far as, you know, how many students that each of the areas have? Do we know? I mean, is it going up?
We're holding flat. Right now we're at about 1,200. We don't know all of the kindergarten numbers yet. We had about 80 in spring pre-registration, and we'll see where everything comes in August.
And, of course, you graduated a few, so that's the flatness
that'll be,
comes from
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that'll be the balance.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, it was a good year, I think. I mean, would you sum it up last year as being a pretty good year?
Yeah, no, it was good. Everybody kind of got back on their feet. Things were moving solid, moving forward, and we look to continue the upward trend.
Did you notice any students that kind of fell behind during COVID kind of making up some steps too?
They did. We'll have a couple of kids that have a little bit of a hustle to do. This group of seniors has, I'm going to say, 6 or 8 kids that transferred in that came to us from other schools that would have been freshmen during that year where everybody was out that have few to no credits. So they've got to hustle. Mm. A lot of them did summer school this summer. And so they've chipped away at that, but it's still going to be a bit of a speed way to get caught
and
up.
I know how it feels to try to come from behind that because you're at the same time, you're concerned about your social, you know, interactions too, and how other people might look at you if you're like, oh, well, you're, you're a junior, but you've only got freshman credits. You know, it's like,
Yeah, again, kids have a lot of things that they're concerned with today that you and I didn't even think about. But again, they'll get it done. It's a matter of buckling down. And again, with Credit Recovery Lab, night school, they'll get it. They'll get through.
See, now they have to worry about how their thumbs are working on their gaming things.
Well, again, hey, there's schools that give them a scholarship for that. So
I know. It's a good
business. It's a new avenue.
So that's definitely. And I guess things are good in as far as the skills areas go, like construction.
All of our trade programs are up and running. We'll be dabbling into a new career technical ed this year. Mr. Goni's coming up to high school, so we're going to start a natural resources recreation management trend this year. So they'll do some initial courses, and then we'll look to build that up over the next couple of years.
So that'll be like for water, for gardening,
if a student was interested in essence, how to be a park ranger, how to be, again, do natural resource area remediation.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a cool thing.
It is. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, I definitely don't want to put down college because it's important for a lot of people that have certain degrees they want to go for. But the skills and you know, the trades are so important.
Oh, absolutely.
We've lost a lot of ground in America over the last couple of decades by putting so much importance on that degree, and skilled jobs are just going unfilled.
Well, again, between our auto program, our metals program, culinary, computer science, those kids can go through those and get a 2-year AA or go into an apprentice program and, again, come out with little to no debt and be making a college-level wage at 20.
You know what I found interesting? When you did the job fair at the school there, Mr. Looney... I was amazed at how many students have that acumen for the computers and for that, for coding and things like that. How many students were involved in that? I mean, because that's kind of a rare breed that can really come up to that level.
Yeah. Well, again, those kids have grown up in that environment. Mm-hmm. They understand it. And again, they go off and they build websites and they build, you know, game apps and all these things on their own.
They build robots. They build, all sorts of things. Yeah.
Yeah. And they understand the technology, and that's the world they've been immersed in. And again, with a little bit of work and a little bit of training, you know, we've got a couple of kids that are finishing their CompTIA's security certifications. And some of those kids are going to go out and get jobs out of high school and then get further training paid by their employer. And they're going to make more money than I am right off the bat.
Can I go back and do it all over again? I mean,
that's the question I'd look in the mirror some days and say, absolutely.
Well, you know, our brains aren't as good at the synapses all, you know, working together as when you're young, and they kind of mold into that.
So. No, again, they're digital natives, as we say. Yeah. They grew up in it, they understand it, and they can move forward all the way through.
Yeah, but hand them a rotary phone and see if they can dial.
They don't even know what a rotary phone is. They think it has wheels.
Yep. Andy, thanks so much for coming in. It's great catching up, and we're looking forward to the next school year. And I'm sure that you'll be coming in from time to time telling us who the students of the month are.
Absolutely, sir. All right. Nice talking with you. Thanks.
Coming up next on Our Town, Bob Snedden speaks with another member of Cyuse Law Schools, the music teacher Amanda Sorrells.